Part 2. You are going to hear a man talking about courses in internet security. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. Use a word or short phrase. You have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Hello, everyone. It's great to have a chance to talk to you about internet safety. There are many reasons for going online, as you've discovered on this course, but it's also important to be aware of the dangers. Starting next week, we're running some sessions about online safety in the local library, and we'll be looking at how to create strong passwords. Some users make it simple for anyone to guess a password. They use things like their child's name or simply the word password. So I'll be showing you how to make things difficult for the criminal. Then, the week after, we'll turn to something called phishing. This is where criminals try to trick you into giving up personal information by claiming to be a well-known bank, for example. One way they do this is by sending an email telling you your bank account details need updating. Or you might get a message saying you've bought something and they want you to confirm that it's correct. So I'll be telling you what to do and what not to do when you get a message like this. Next month, we'll be looking at how to keep your computer safe from viruses. If you've bought a computer recently, it may well have come with internet security installed. But have you checked whether the software is up to date? And if you use wireless networks in your house or in a public space, this has its own security issues. What's next? Oh, yes. You've already had some training in using Twitter and Facebook, but it's important to practice common sense with social media. In another session, we'll be looking at what information people choose to share about themselves, their friends, and family. This can be sensitive information, so it's important to be familiar with the privacy settings of various social media sites. Essentially, you'll be able to decide who can see the things you post on them, but you might want to consider whether that photo you love is appropriate for public viewing. This issue is particularly important for young people. So if you have grandchildren, have a word with them after the session. And last but not least, we'll explore how to make sure your photos and music don't go up in smoke if your computer crashes. A couple of years ago, I had 3 computers die on me in a single week. So you really do need to make sure your files are backed up. If you're interested in any of these sessions, I have leaflets here with dates and times.
You will now hear part 2 again.
Hello, everyone. It's great to have a chance to talk to you about internet safety. There are many reasons for going online, as you've discovered on this course. But it's also important to be aware of the dangers. Starting next week, we're running some sessions about online safety in the local library, and we'll be looking at how to create strong passwords. Some users make it simple for anyone to guess a password. They use things like their child's name or simply the word password. So I'll be showing you how to make things difficult for the criminal. Then, the week after, we'll turn to something called phishing. This is where criminals try to trick you into giving up personal information by claiming to be a well-known bank, for example. One way they do this is by sending an email telling you your bank account details need updating. Or you might get a message saying you've bought something and they want you to confirm that it's correct. So I'll be telling you what to do and what not to do when you get a message like this. Next month, we'll be looking at how to keep your computer safe from viruses. If you've bought a computer recently, it may well have come with internet security installed. But have you checked whether the software is up to date? And if you use wireless networks in your house or in a public space, this has its own security issues. What's next? Oh, yes. You've already had some training in using Twitter and Facebook, but it's important to practice common sense with social media. In another session, we'll be looking at what information people choose to share about themselves, their friends, and family. This can be sensitive information, so it's important to be familiar with the privacy settings of various social media sites. Essentially, you'll be able to decide who can see the things you post on them, but you might want to consider whether that photo you love is appropriate for public viewing. This issue is particularly important for young people. So if you have grandchildren, have a word with them after the session. And last but not least, we'll explore how to make sure your photos and music don't go up in smoke if your computer crashes. A couple of years ago, I had 3 computers die on me in a single week. So you really do need to make sure your files are backed up. If you're interested in any of these sessions, I have leaflets here with dates and times.
This is the end of part 2.